Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Horse Sergeant Pastor William Reddick, I am with Joyful Union Congregation. I want to tell you that I love Phil Hendry. I love him like a child. I love him like a son. He is also the man who's performing my voice right now. I don't exist. Phil Hendry, he knew my voice. Phil Hendry, give me life. Not Jesus, not God in heaven. My God is Phil Hendry, because I don't exist. That sucker don't know my voice. I love him. I worship him. I crawl on the ground for him. And like that.
Okay, Anne Marie Smith, the lady who is the flight attendant who had the affair with Gary Condit, I say 3 months the spread comes out in Penthouse. What do you say, Mike? Come on, let's go. Come on. 3 months, she's in Penthouse. Oh, you're saying five. Okay, and Craig, you say three. All right, so Craig and I both say 90 days, she's nude in Penthouse, or Playboy. Would you give me either one of those? What are you saying, Hustler? Mike, you're going for some locale spread there, okay? Hustle. All right. So 5 months, says Mike, she's in either Penthouse or Playboy. I give it 90 days, all right? If you want to get in on this, of course, Phil Hendry Show. That's PHS at philhendryshow.com. You want some of this action? Be my guest. 1-800-449-8686. And I've got a bunch of phone calls I want to get to here, so I don't know where to go to first. I know that we got some that are hanging on in the Valley. We have some that are hanging on in, elsewhere. I don't know, Mike, what do you think? This one here? Let's go to line one. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. This is Bobby.
Ms. Dooley, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I just wanted to mention something to you, if I could.
Go ahead.
You know, there are a lot of people in chat rooms and on message boards that really don't like you.
Really don't like me?
Right.
Well,
I mean, you did ask people to call in and say, you know, whatever they wanted to say about your show, didn't you?
I said, yeah, you can call in and criticize if you want.
Okay, so.
All right, so go ahead. I mean, I'm not saying I like it, but.
Why would you invite people to call in and criticize your show if you didn't mean it?
What I was saying was, go ahead and call in if you got any critique of the show. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Go ahead.
Okay. So, a lot of people in chat rooms don't like you, and on the message boards.
Well, what chat rooms?
Could I finish what I'm talking
about? Go ahead.
Because I've just been following some of the links and posting in some of the chat areas, and everyone has seemingly agreed that your show is really stupid, really inane with your guests or whoever these people are that you hire, and they do these stupid ideas, and the people that call in. And
well, which forums are you talking about?
All of them, the fabulous forums of Fathom, Yahoo, San Diego Radio TV Interactive, the Washington, D.C. Interactive Message Board, all of them. And I've just been sort of surfing and following the links, and everybody, if they've ever even heard of you, and a lot of people don't even know who you are, think your show is really stupid. So, I mean, do you get paid to do this?
What do you think of my show?
I think it's really inane. I think it's a stupid-sounding show. And I'm wondering, do you get paid to do this? Do you actually take home a paycheck?
Yes, I do take home a paycheck.
And I understand you have children.
Yes, I do.
Well, I guess it's good that you have a job so they can eat, but in the meantime, I think you take up valuable airtime.
Is this your opinion now, or are you telling me what's on the chat rooms?
You said that people could call and criticize if they wanted to.
Yes.
So could I be allowed to give my opinion of your show?
Go ahead.
I think you take up valuable airtime. I think you take up valuable space on the airwaves with your completely horrible radio show. It isn't funny. I want you to know that, especially, it's not funny. Okay, Phil?
Well, maybe I think it's funny, all right?
Well, good for you. Great for you. I mean,
you know, my show got written up in the New York Times.
Well, ding, ding. Let's break out the party favorites. I mean, let's run to the store for some chips and dip. You got written about in the New York Times. So someone at the New York Times was stupid enough to write about your show. Who reads newspapers anyway?
NPR did a piece on me.
What is that?
What did you say?
I said NPR did a piece. NPR did a... What is that?
National Public Radio.
What's that?
So you were on National Public... It's called NPR, National Public Radio.
What's that?
Who is that? Is that your husband, too?
Yeah. So, in other words, you are on National Public Radio. Even fewer people listen to National Public Radio than listen to your show, you know that?
NPR, yeah. That's where thousands work, so hundreds can listen.
Where what?
where thousands work so hundreds can listen.
That is funny. Did you hear that?
Yes, I heard that.
Where thousands work so hundreds can listen. Oh, my God.
Well, you can rip me an ass if you want, but I'm not going to sit here and let you denigrate an organization that was nice enough to profile our show and give it a little bit of publicity.
Well, you know something, Phil? You need it because no one is talking about your show. No one even knows it exists. I was looking at a, you know.
Yeah, this is mean-spirited, and
you said people could call and criticize your show.
What's that? Can't take it?
What?
Can't take it, huh?
I can take it, all right.
You know, you spend a lot of time ripping at other people. Can't you take it?
You said people could call and criticize your show. Okay. Well, you need, what you need is, nobody is talking about your show. No one even knows.
Are you aware that I do all the voices on this show?
Yes, Phil, we know that. We hear you talk about it ad nauseum, as if you're trying to get a pat on the head. Okay? We know you do the voices on your show.
Well, I think it's original.
You know what it is? It's really strange. It's really, really weird. You're like one of those guys in high school. I mean,
you sound like a dork.
Hey, buddy.
What?
Hey, you.
Yeah?
Who are you?
I'm the husband.
Well, maybe if I came over to your house right now and dropped your front teeth down your throat, what would you think of that?
Steve, don't get into it.
Maybe you ought to come at me.
Maybe I ought to come at you.
Don't get into it with him. Okay, that's what he wants. If you get into it with him, then it becomes really interesting and exciting.
Yeah, I'm not even going to get in with you, okay? The show sucks.
You know, your show is really horrible. It's not funny. It's really, really just stupid. And you're so strange. You're just so strange. Is that it? You don't have anything to say, big man? Why don't you get one of your voices to say something?
I've listened to everything you've got to say, lady, okay?
Talk to my wife like that, too.
I'll talk to your wife anyway I want to talk. And I didn't say anything to your wife. I said to you, I'll drop your front teeth down your throat.
You don't even know what I look like.
Oh, I don't even know what you like. I bet you're about as freaking as ugly as sin. I bet you make a freight train take a dirt road. That's how ugly I think you are.
Come at me.
I wouldn't waste my time.
Your show sucks, Phil. So do you. Thank you.
Oh, there she goes.
You want to take any more calls?
No, I don't want to take any more calls.
Because the lines are jammed right now with people who want to talk about how they hate your show.
That's swell, bud.
We haven't had this many calls in months.
That's fine, bud. I don't know what it is. I don't know, folks. My show is strange, but I got to do what's in my heart. I got to be the kind of guy that I want to be. You know what I gotta be?
I gotta be me.
I gotta be me.
I've gotta be me.
I just gotta be me. What else could I be than what I am?
What I am.
I wanna live, not merely survive.
Not merely survive.
And I won't give up this dream of life.
And I won't give up this dream of life.
That keeps me alive.
Keeps me alive.
I gotta be me.
I gotta be me.
I just gotta be me.
I gotta be me.
The dream that I see makes me what I am.
Makes me what I am.
That faraway prize.
Prize.
A world of success.
World of success.
It's waiting for me.
It's waiting.
If I just heed the call.
The call.
I won't settle down.
I won't settle down.
I won't settle for less.
Or settle for less.
As long as there's a chance that I can have it all. I want to live.
You want to take more calls?
Turn that back up, will you?
I just want to know, you don't take any more
No, I don't!
That's how it must be,
If that's how it must be, I want...
What are you doing? Are you singing? Are you talking? Or...
Not right for me.
I gotta be free. I gotta be free.
Daring to try to
do it or die.
I gotta be me.
What happened to the music?
Well, they got a lot of calls coming in.
Just leave it alone!
I can't be right.
I can't be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me.
I gotta be free.
I gotta be free.
And I'm gonna be free. Daring to try.
I'm daring to try to do it or die. I gotta be me. that's who I gotta be. I just gotta be me. What, bud?
That lady called, said your show still sucks.
Phil Hendry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we're going to do You May Now Talk to Phil, which is a regular feature of our program at 800. Is it an 800 number or 818? What area code am I in? What dimension have we finally fallen into? 1-800-449-8686 is the number to call, and you can call, talk to me about aspects of anything you've heard on this program. Comments you may want to present to us regarding any opinions that we've expressed. 1-800-449-8686. You may now talk to Phil. Very rare treat indeed. Or it may not be a treat at all. It may be something that absolutely is just completely and totally turns your guts inside out, but something you got to do anyway, right? Like getting up, going to work, got to talk to Phil today, got to smell those socks, make sure they're fresh, not okay. 1-800-449-8686. You don't really have to stick your nose into your socks, by the way. You can just go ahead and throw them into the washing machine. Generally, you can smell them before you put your nose in them, too. By the way, Entertainment Weekly, Time, and People, anytime you guys want to take a breather from putting Julia Roberts on the cover, that is, you know, no problem. Or are we having a Julia Roberts moment? Are we? All right. Then I guess I got to go with it. Okay. Because this week there's Entertainment Weekly, Billy Crystal, John Cusack, Catherine Zeta-Jones. Hey, look at that, Julia Roberts. Over here, People Magazine. Whoa, Julia Roberts. And Time, Julia Roberts. Remember when it was supposedly a special thing to get your kisser on Time? She's been on it like 5 weeks in a row, hasn't she? So anytime you guys want to back off of that, that'd be a beautiful, beautiful moment. Speaking of Julia Roberts, just how lucky do you have to be Erin Brockovich? I mean, think of the luck. She lucks into the fact that she got into a car accident, then lucked into meeting a guy who worked pro bono for poor people, and then just happened to luck into having enough fortitude and hardworking ethic to go out and find out all that crap about PG&E. Well, how lucky! I was talking to some people the other day in a bar. We were all sitting around, sucking down our lunch, and sitting on a bar stool, occasionally rising up off the bar stool to scratch our rear ends, and we were all talking about the same thing. If we were as lucky as Erin Brockovich, we wouldn't be sitting on a bar stool there. We'd be out kicking ass in this world. But look at how lucky she is, probably because she's a woman, too. She's so lucky that she was able to find some woman to watch her three kids while she went out and chased down these leads in a town that's 200 miles away and spending all of her own money for gas. What luck! And talk about being lucky enough to be born with large breasts and then walk into an office and have a guy hire you not for your large breasts but because you happen to be intelligent. That's pretty lucky. Ordinarily, you get hired for your large breasts. This guy hired her because she was intelligent and hardworking. That is luck. And all the guys at the bar room agree. All the guys at the pool hall. If we get that kind of luck, we're going to get... I'll have a job one of these days. Don't worry about it, man. So this part-time gig, this part-time thing I'm pulling down here on almost like 100 radio stations nationally... Bullcrap job. I'd rather have that Erin Brockovich kind of scratch. 3 hours a day, yeah, but I got to break my rear end, man, running my big gas bag here. This is the toughest work that you could, I mean, I don't know. But luck from that chick. All right, let's go to our phone calls here. Remember, you may now talk to Phil at 1-800-449-8686. Bernie, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil, I heard a feature a couple weeks ago on your show, and I'd like to know when you're going to do it again. It was the Weakest Link show.
Yeah, how did we do that? I forget.
You have your four contestants on there. None of them actually got a question right, but it perhaps was one of the greatest features I've ever heard on your show.
Yeah, we had on, I think, Bobby Dooley, the one who just said she hates my show, and we had, I think, Bud Dickman, and nobody got any question right, and then at the end they voted each other off so that there was nobody left.
And they kept saying... Bud kept saying bank.
Yeah, Bud kept saying bank. Even when he's getting crap wrong, he couldn't bank Jack. And then I finally had to ask him, okay, Bud, what's your name? And I think he got that right, didn't he?
Outstanding.
Yeah, but he didn't think to bank when I asked him what his name was. Okay, Bernie, that is a good idea. We'll get some panelists back on for Weakest Link.
Excellent.
Okay,
thanks,
brother.
Phil.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The kids are back to watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. They're off that Weakest Link kick. And, you know, like anything, of course, you don't want to criticize the show. It's wearing out its welcome. I don't think so. I think the show is probably going to do very, very well in that. I'm the last guy to be able to pick what's going to be a hit TV. That Spy TV was like number four or three or something in the ratings last week. It's huge. And that is that Michael Ian Black, no offense, honest to God. Have you watched Spy TV? It's funny, right? Sort of. Does that Michael Ian Black, does a little bit of that cat go a long, long way? I'm Michael Ian Black. First of all, the three-name thing. You know as well as I do that people hate that. They want to commit homicide. Why would you purposefully give yourself three names and go on TV knowing that someone's going to want to commit homicide based on just the fact you got three names? Hi, I'm Michael Ian Black. Oh, okay, well, pardon me, you're Michael Ian Black. So right there, I wanted to go get like a rotisserie and stick him on it. I wanted to go out with the rotisserie motor, and the forks, and actually impale the guy right there and bring him back to my house. How about if we just call you Mike Black? Would that be all right with you? Or is that going to offend your, I don't know, artiste sensibility, the aesthetic that you're striving to achieve? Excuse me. Michael Ian Black. Okay. Bill, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Bill. How are you, man?
This is crazy. I'm kind of behind on your show. I just heard about you on that NPR interview.
Uh-huh.
I'm more of an FM person than an AM person. And then we got stuck in a ferry line going to the island tonight, and I was trying to find the channel that tells you about the traffic, and I came across your show.
You were stuck in a line of ferries?
Ferry boats.
Like going into the movies?
Behind a bunch of ferries.
Okay.
Exactly.
And you were on a ferry going over to an island. Jesus.
Yeah.
Where do you live?
I live down in South Texas. I'm
oh,
going
okay.
over to a place called Port Aransas.
Port Aransas?
Yeah, it's on the barrier island, about 3 hours south of Galveston.
Galveston?
Yeah, Texas.
Texas? No, I know what you're saying. So you pay, well, here's the thing. FM radio is something that we are blessed. A handful of radio stations carry us on the FM dial. One of them is our very good friends in San Diego, KGB-FM, and we have the great people in, oh, please, God, don't let me blow. Oh, yeah, our great friends in Charlotte and other places. But AM is pretty much the province of this show. We've sort of been stuck between a rock and a hard place, and what am I doing, complaining? I make a good living, Bill. I got no complaints, man.
You sound like you're on top of the world.
So
what is your station, if you have it right there, what's your station in Houston? Do you know by
Absolutely. Anything? Mike Schaefer is my engineer. Mike, what is our station in Houston? Please. KPRC, the great station in Houston.
Of course.
All right, brother.
So, also, I'm supposed to ask you, my wife wants to know if there are any CDs or tapes.
Yeah, we do. If you go to our website, philhenryshow.com, we sell a Best of the Year 2000 CD. In fact, we have CDs going all the way back to 97 available. And if you go to philhenryshow.com, you can find the link that'll take you there.
Cool. That's
okay?
Great, man. I'm going to
check
it out.
Thanks for calling us, man.
Hey, thank you.
All
keep
right,
rocking.
Bye. Thank you. There's a guy in Porter's ass. Calling us, 1-800-449-8686. Hi, Jimmy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, how you doing, Phil?
Very good.
Hey, I want to ask you about this guy, the dude who thinks he can speak Spanish, Brass.
Brass Villanueva, yeah.
Yeah, man, I love that guy. And what I want to know about is about the origin of this guy is he like some kind of composite of Latino you know, Southern California Latino guy.
Nah, he's
like
a he's a composite of people who want to be culturally active and know absolutely nothing about their own culture because they're basically born and raised in America, but they got a problem with the way they were brought up. They got a problem with life in general, and so they want to suddenly identify with their Hispanic, African American, or white roots, and now they're all like down with their culture, but they wouldn't know their culture if it came up and kicked them in the ass. Pretty much, that's the origin of him. Jimmy, I got to take a break. I'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I was looking at this list of the FM stations that were on. I don't generally do, welcome to KRAP, our new affiliate. We don't really go in for that. I don't know exactly why, other than I'd like the show to just go along on its own merits and have everybody feel that it sort of belongs to them and not sit here and trumpet how many affiliates we have. But I just was curious as to the FM stations that we're on. We're on, in the order that I found them on the list, we're on WTKS in Orlando, XRC in Charlotte. We're on KABZ in Little Rock. We're on WGMD in Salisbury, Maryland. KVMI in Fargo, North Dakota. KADX in Anchorage. WVOM in Bangor, Maine. WXZO in Burlington. KXYL, Abilene, Texas. WHQQ, Portland, Maine. WLOB in Portland, Maine, and WGOW in Chattanooga. And there you go, man. That's the FM stations that carry us. See, the whole trip with talk stations on the FM dial, what's rapidly happening to a lot of them is that they're shifting over to talk because music is not automatically the big money maker that it used to be. It's become such a fractured marketplace. It's become so marginal in terms of where music is placed. There isn't any in the old days, you know, just here is a rock station, here is an urban station, here is a adult station. There's 20 million different formats, and everybody is sort of fighting for a ever-increasingly smaller piece of the pie. So it makes more sense now for stations to try entertainment that doesn't have anything to do with records. Probably more sense now than it ever has before. And if none of that made any sense, that's perfectly fine. I got a couple of guys scratching their heads here in the studio as well. Craig Taylor, my engineer, he doesn't know what the hell's going on. Mike Schaefer, my producer, he couldn't find it with both hands and a flashlight in the dark. Nice to have you guys with us. 1-800, I'm just joking, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Jim. Hi, Jim.
Hey, this is Jim from Portland.
Hi, Jim.
You know how you always remember where you are at significant events in your life, like when Reagan was shot, when the Challenger blew up?
Well, see, those weren't significant to me.
Oh.
Now, when I got this job, no, I'm kidding. Yes, of course I remember where I was when the Challenger blew up.
I just added another thing to that list.
The day I got your show. Really?
I was driving down the freeway listening to your show, and I have two small boys, and we were in the car together. And you had this guest who was talking about how we need to recycle more.
Uh-huh.
And they were even talking about, like, recycling toilet water.
Right.
And then we were just looking at each other like, what is this lady talking about? And we finally got it when they suggested, actually it was a man who suggested where refried beans come from.
Okay. And your sons got it, and you'd been listening longer than your sons, though. Yeah, so look at that. Two infants got it quicker than Dad did.
Actually, we listened all at the same time. We found you at the same time, and it's our dirty little secret from Mom that we love your show.
Well, thank you. You know, this show is a lot like Alcoholics Anonymous because they say about Alcoholics Anonymous, there's nobody too stupid to get the program, but there's a lot of people too smart. And the same thing with our show. There's nobody too dumb to get the show, but some people are too smart to get it. Sometimes I find that people that take the longest to get this show are the seemingly, quote, brightest, end quote. So I think if you're not full of yourself, you can pretty much get this show anytime.
Well, my kids and I are not very bright, so we got
good.
Your show.
Good, Jim.
Just keep it family-friendly, will you, so they can keep listening.
I can't guarantee that, my friend.
Okay.
But thanks for having them there anyway. We'll do something for it. We'll either educate them or warp them, but thank you.
All right.
See you later. Bye. No, we're not going to keep it family-friendly, not because I have any great desire to offend anybody. It's just I can't guarantee on any given day, given the material, given the what's in the news, given the challenges that are presenting themselves to entertainers in ever-increasingly large amounts, that you can't guarantee anything concerning your material. You can't sit there and say, well, we're going to be family-oriented, and did you see the deal that Playboy just cut? Playboy just bought a hardcore porn channel, and Playboy tried to keep itself in the softcore porn business for a long time because they wanted to be above it. they didn't want to be into that hardcore stuff. Christine Hefner, Hugh Hefner's daughter and the CEO of Playboy, and a very intelligent woman. She was and is a woman, and so perhaps there was an instinct there. She didn't want to muddy the waters. She didn't want to dirty her hands getting into the hardcore business. Well, guess what? That's where the money is. And suddenly, the company that wanted to stay softcore and they wanted to be the gentleman's pornographic channel, whatever that is, that ever-increasingly vague notion that we all drive $90,000 cars just doesn't exist. And so Playboy decided that they would get into the business that was going to create enough revenue for them, because that Spice Channel, that softcore stuff, was losing money. Nobody's watching that. How many times have you checked into a hotel? Now I'm talking about something that's family-friendly. You and your wife, me and my wife, we go to hotels, don't we? You better believe we do. And guess what we turn on about 11 o'clock at night when we come back from dinner? You got it, my friend. And my wife says the same thing I do. What is with this crap? This is like, there's not even, you don't show anything. It's not, you know, it's bad, man. You guys carrying that softcore stuff in a hotel, get it hard. As so many of us men have heard it so often, get it hard right now. You might as well hear what us husbands have been hearing for years. So Playboy has invested in something called Hot Spice and something called Vivid Video. They are now both feet in the hardcore porn business because that's where the money is. And because, more importantly, well, that's where the money is. That's the most important aspect. But if we want to talk art, that's where the audience is. Now, I do a talk show. I can't sit here and screw around. I have to get the material that we do in the show has got to be as relevant as it possibly can be. And we live in the year 2001. We don't live in the year 1960, where people might go, if you said poo or whatever. Now, the audiences are much more sophisticated. They're not going to settle for watered-down humor, and because they just get it about life a little bit better than we did 40 years ago. So I can't sit here and say the show's got to be family-friendly, not because I want to offend families, because I can't guarantee the material. Look at this guy, this condit. Look at this red-headed flight attendant that he has been carrying on with. Look at her. All right, don't. But I have to, because we have to stay, as we say, relevant. Okay, here's Dan on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Good, Dan.
I like the last guy called. I was in L.A. not too long ago, and I think I picked up maybe a half hour of your show, and I was just, my mouth hit the floor, you know, my jaw hit the floor. I thought it was real at first, then I came back home, picked you up here in Salt Lake, and was astonished, you know, it was cracking me up. I got a couple of questions for you, about one about show mechanics.
If your mouth hit the floor, Dan, that means the rest of you hit the floor, too.
Yeah,
that means
really.
You passed out, basically.
I passed out while driving.
Yeah, that ain't cool.
No.
Go ahead, buddy. Hey, what was your question?
Are you ever one of your callers? Now, I know you, and I know your guests. You know
no.
the people that call in.
Yeah.
Do you ever
no,
play
I'm not.
One of your callers?
No, I do not play one of the callers.
This is Ed calling from San Antonio.
No. Never do that.
Never?
No. The guests are fairly well-defined for anybody that's listening to the show. They're the guests that we bring on, or they're the caller that we keep on for a long period of time. That's me. The people that call in, so-and-so and so-and-so, here's Charlie, here's Beth, here's Dan. No, those are real people.
Wow. Does it crack you up sometimes, the people that call in?
Of course, all the time.
Yeah.
It sometimes shocks me. We screen the show pretty, I mean, we're very stringent in the way we screen the show, so sometimes I'm listening to see if people are actually getting it, the people that are calling in, but other than that...
Do you think people are playing along with you, or do they really
get it? Not the way we screen this show, no.
Man, that's hilarious.
No, we get people who are cold stone. Probably you get a lot of people who are like, well, this woman is a complete idiot. I'm going to call her and set her straight. Or she's so stupid I can't possibly take her seriously. But never people who know that it's me doing the voice and that's a set-up guest.
Oh, man. My other question is for you.
Oh, you have another question.
As far as comedians go today?
Who do I like as far as comedians go?
Yeah, you like comedians out there? Any of your favorites?
Give me some suggestions, and I'll tell you whether I dig them or not. How about that?
Well,
the number one guy right now is Chris Rock for me. Chris Rock has pretty much ascended to the mantle that I think that Richard Pryor had occupied for many, 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 many years. Yeah. So I think Chris Rock's brilliant.
Ever heard of Bill Engvall?
No, I haven't.
Oh. He's
Dana
my
Carvey.
Favorite, but...
I like Dana Carvey's impressions. I kind of dug Dana's TV show. I liked that whole Mountain Dew presents Dana Carvey, and he would compare Mountain Dew to piss. I thought that was very funny, but then he sort of backed off all of that, so I'm not sure where he's at right now. Who's that guy you put up? Dennis Miller? Nah, not into Dennis Miller one bit. Not one bit. And I know
he's... Anyway, love the show.
Thank you, buddy. I know he's a very intelligent guy, and I don't dig it. Maybe it's because he's brighter than me. He's much more intelligent than me. George Carlin will always be brilliantly funny. You can't deny that Gary Shandling is hysterical. I can't. He just puts me away, Gary Shandling. I love that guy. Some people can't stand him. I don't know what to say. How about this? F you if you don't like Gary Shandling. Well, that would be rude, though. You're entitled not to like him. We want a break? Okay, we're going to break now, and we'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
You can talk to Phil at 1-800-449-8686. Here's Robert. Hello, Robert.
Phil.
Hi.
Got a couple questions.
Certainly.
Do you have any ideas for any new characters besides Jim Rome, and do you plan on having any more live guests?
I don't know, Mike. We don't have any ideas, do we? Nah. And the live guests? No. I had Gary Oldman in here, and that was it.
It was very okay. Interesting to listen to him.
Gary's a very great... I think Gary Oldman's greatest actor in the world today. There's nobody better than him. So when I had the opportunity to have him on a show, I thought, well, hell, why not have him on and interview him? As far as doing any other new characters, we'll just have to think about it. I don't know what you want from me. I'm bleeding from the ears and from the rear end and everywhere.
Hey,
I'm doing the very best that I can.
Anything you come up with is great.
All right, man. You're very, very kind.
Oh, yeah. Also, too, do you have possession of, when you're down in Miami, you had a character named Petey, and he was doing a thing about a vending machine where the one lady couldn't have her stuff because the vending machine was sensing that she was overweight.
Yes, and so it wouldn't give her any wouldn't give her any food. I think we actually have that on our website under our archive stuff.
Okay.
So I might check that out.
And what's your affiliate in Dallas so I can tell my friend?
Our affiliate in Dallas?
Texas.
Is KLIF, the great KLIF.
Okay.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye. So there you go. Yeah, this character Petey was talking about the vending machines that he serviced, and you can't expect to get your money back every time. A lot of vending machines will steal your money. Well, why is that? Well, you can't expect to get your money back every time because the vending machine senses in some overweight people that they should not be eating that food, so it will keep your money. And some lady called in and was absolutely furious that on her lunch break, when she wants something to eat, the vending machine will not allow her to have the food that she wants. And Petey says, well, maybe the vending machine isn't sensing your weight. Are you hugging it? She said, well, why would I hug the vending machine? She said, you have to get up and hug it and give it just a little hip thrust to kind of see whether or not the thing is, you know, cool. So that's it. That was Petey, and that was the vending machine bit.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
I used to huff.
You were huffing what?
I was huffing paint, and I still do, but I'm probably not as bad as it used to be.
So you're smoking weed, you're huffing paint.
No, I don't huff paint anymore. I've tried to wean myself off huffing paint. I was huffing Glade air freshener and also Bactine.
Huffing Bactine. You were huffing Bactine.
Yes, I was.
Have you gotten off of that, man? Because that'll get... You talk about killing brain cells.
Yeah, I'm off that. Now I've tried to stay away. I huffed like 7-Up bubbles and coffee aroma. One time I kicked the silver paint, and then I was doing lacquer once in a while.
Are you still doing lacquer?
I'm not doing any lacquer. Not... Since my mom decided she wanted to refinish her desk, so
Not enough lacquer, huh?
Not currently, no. But that's the problem. What's happening? A lot of people are refurbishing houses.
They're buying up all the lacquer to put on the wood.
Yeah. So it's impossible to huff it.
Well, what are you huffing now, man? You said you're. What are you huffing? You coffee?
I do. Yeah. It's embarrassing. I'll go into Starbucks and just sit and just. Yeah, but. And also the trouble that I was in with the police.
Now, your mother spoke with us earlier. She said you'd had some problem with the police. Was this a breaking and entering?
No, sir. I was just at the back door because I had been huffing. Okay, I've been huffing bubble up, and I've been...
You were huffing bubble up?
Only the bubble part.
Yeah.
And, try distorted espresso beans. I grind them up and just do a line of, like, latte beans.
Uh-huh.
But that was like bad. And then the thing that I finally did is that because I couldn't huff no blade, so I started to huff diapers.
So that, when you say huffing diapers.
Yeah.
You were getting into the laundry of the lady next door?
I was. Yes, sir, I was. Yes, sir, I was.
And you're huffing old, crap-filled diapers.
Yeah, and that's...
You see how far you can sink, folks? Do you see how far a man can sink? Wait.
They were scented, though.
Well, it doesn't make any difference if they're scented. If a kid crapped into them, that really...
Yeah, well, that's the point. But I would say, people say to me, how would you huff a diaper with some with baby load in it? And I'd say, well, but they're scented. And that's when they'd laugh.
Well, they're laughing because it doesn't make any difference if they're scented after a baby craps in it.
I also won.
Oh, this guy with a pot.
I also, they're Ocean Breeze Huggies, which generally smell good.
Well, they ain't going to smell good after a kid's crapped into them.
That's the part that I found out. I guess.
Well, if there's something you wanted to say to the kids out there, because we've been listening to Jeff for the last 15 minutes talking about your dope problem and the fact that you're huffing diapers, what would you say to them?
I'd say it's a downward spiral, and if you look at me, I started with pot, and then I went on, I huffed blade and all other stuff. And
paint. And lacquer, until people started refinishing their houses.
Yeah, and there was a short supply of that, until finally now, I've reached the bottom. I got my nose stuck, and some kids do. There's no way, man, that could have happened to me. It's just...
It's shocking, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why don't you quit?
If I quit, man, and I can quit the pot. I can quit smoking the pot.
But?
There's no way I stay away from diapers.
Will you put the freaking pot down?
I'm sorry.
No way you can stay away from diapers.
That's psychologically addicting. That's
like, no, it's not a physical addiction.
Not so far as medical science, no.
All right, Jeff.
When the kid next door gets potty trained, it's going to be cold turkey.
Phil Hendry.
Hello, I'm Bill, and we hope you're enjoying the Phil Hendry Show. We're going to be right back. If you'd like to sit down in our reading room and siphon fluid from my radiator and mainline it, that'd be fun, too. We'll be right back.